Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Capp.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collins.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to
The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to The Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I am, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. That moment you've all been waiting for. It's a glorious time of the week again, Thursday nights from 6 p.m. when the Troy Murphy Show graces the TSR bandwidth and airways for an exciting adventure of talk till 7 p.m. as we look at the weird, wacky and wonderful news from home and abroad that happened this week, as well as some of the more serious news that we all need to know, you know. So we had the fun stuff at the front, the serious stuff at the back of the show. Don't forget, on top of the weekly show on air, we post extra bits to the Troy Murphy Show on demand player all week long. Yes, all week long. So you not only get to listen back to the bits you miss from this show, but there are extra bits too. Head to the live program guide on the 2SSR.com.au website for more. Big thank you to BJ and Grozy for taking on the first hour drive, and congratulations to the winner of the competition we had last week with a secret code word to win a Troy Murphy Show official pin. The kid that won it, I hope he's listening because he's a champion. He put the code word in permanent marker on his arm to show BJ when he got to school. I got to ask though, did you do that to stand out, or did you do that to remember what the code word was? I think it might be the latter. Either which way, you, my friend, are an absolute champion. I hope you wore that permanent marker on your arm with pride all day, and the pin as well. Now for something very different to the show's opener this week, which I do hope becomes a regular segment, or at least a frequent segment on the show. A segment that we have to do early in the show because the amazing little girl who does this segment for us is about to go to bed and she wants to hear it live on the radio. The segment is called Odette's Observations. Yes, my beautiful little niece, Odette Murphy, who's 4 years old, has opinions. And she loves to share them. She clearly gets that from her uncle. And this week, Odette wanted to tell you, the listener, all about Easter. Let's take a listen to Odette's Observations.
Hello, my name's Odette. I'm 4 years old and I'm here to talk about Easter. The Easter Bunny gives you gifts, but they're not gifts inside a package. They're just gifts inside an egg. But the Easter Bunny also gives you presents, because the presents are just not in a plastic bag or in a computer or in nothing. They're just in eggs. And the Easter Bunny can't go when you're awake. You have to go when you're asleep. But the Easter Bunny on floors leaves special footprints that we can follow. And then he makes the Easter hunt. And then we can find the Easter eggs without no one telling us. Because it's not all about Christmas Easter, but it's just because of the gifts. My favourite thing is to get from the Easter Bunny is stickers.
There you have it. A dense observations. That will have to become a regular segment indeed. Now, Aditi, Uncle Doy loves you, and thank you for doing that for me. I know you're listening. Have a think about what you can tell us about next week on the show. But for now, Aditi, off to bed, my little beautiful one. And as we move on, let's do celebration of the day. It's that wonderful segment we do at the front of the show where we celebrate all the strange and wonderful good things in life. Now, normally we do a celebration that is taking place on the day that we broadcast. So today being Thursday the 16th, we would normally do a celebration that takes place on Thursday the 16th. But there were no good ones. There were some good ones like National Artichoke Day or National Lips Day, but I wasn't feeling it. So for something different on the show this week, I want to take a look at something that was celebrated yesterday, and that was World Contact Day. Yeah, we're talking about extraterrestrial here. Are aliens real? Are they from outer space? The mysteries of the UFO continues to fascinate mankind with countless sightings and stories. And as a civilization, as a global population, we can't help but wonder, what else is out there? Indeed. World Contact Day marks the historical day when a group of people in the 1950s tried to make contact with life that very well may lie beyond our knowledge and understanding. So, to celebrate World Contact Day, later on in the program, we are going to talk to the president of the UFO Research Organization here in Australia to ask the hard-hitting questions, the big questions, such as, are aliens real? You'll want to stick around for that interview. But first, this week's top five list is all about aliens as we do the top five aliens in TVs and movies, starting with number five.
Five.
Alf from the hit TV sitcom, Alf.
Where do you keep your casserole dishes?
Why?
The cat won't fit in the toaster. Never mind. I'll make a peanut butter sandwich. Where's the blender?
Four.
E.T. from the movie E.T.
E.T. Home phone.
Notice it's E.T. home phone, not E.T. phone home like it's commonly believed or was marketed. Yeah.
Three.
Roger from American Dad.
People talk about filling the void as if it's a bad thing. It's actually full of nerve endings.
Two.
The terribly bad CGI aliens who are colourful and quite crazy. You know, the weird things from Mars Attacks. Great movie.
One.
And at number one, Mork from Mork and Mindy.
Nanu, nanu.
Notice that there were no scary aliens in that top five list, mostly because it's hard to get audio clips from those guys. I don't like the scary aliens. It makes it all too real for me. Fiction, Troy. It's all fiction. On the show this week, you know, in serious stuff at the back, I want to take a look at how much cost of living is affecting Aussies, especially in the old wallet. We've got footy tipping with Kale. You'll be surprised in how well Kale and I are doing in the footy tipping competition. So, well, here's a hint. We're doing very well, so you'll want to take a listen to our tips if you aren't doing so well, because clearly we're doing well. That'll change in a couple of weeks, I guarantee you. And, of course, we chat to the president of UFO Research in Australia to ask the hard-hitting questions like, are aliens real? Along with our weekly regulars, Shire Local News, the weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world. And throughout the show, we've got some fun trivia, for which you'll have to stick around to the end of the show to get the answers. And we'll also read out some of your best comments that you've made online on the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page throughout the week, plus so much more. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the Troy Murphy Show, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
Crazy and insane-y, is delirious but brainy, tastes a little gamey, the Troy Murphy Show.
Weird. Unique. It's just like a train wreck, you just can't stop listening.
So turn the radio dial on, Thursday night 6 from, we're gonna put the ray on, the Troy Murphy Show.
Never miss a show? Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.
Ponder this. Fake houseplants don't need to be modelled after plants that exist in nature. Ponder that. The possibilities are endless, really. It's all up to the imagination.
Now for your 2SSR4 Day Weather Watch.
A quick check of the weather. Tomorrow, Friday, a sunny day is expected with tops of 29 degrees with cloud developing in the evening. The weekend, Saturday, a partly cloudy morning is expected, turning into a sunny afternoon with tops of 30 degrees. Sunday, a sunny day with tops of 32 degrees. And Monday of next week, cloudy, medium chance of showers, tops of 24 degrees. And just for some fun, let's do some trivia. The cast of which Australian TV series in the early 2000s included Claudia Carvin, Samuel Johnson, Deborah Mailman, and Joel Edgerton? The answer at the end of the show.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
File this next glorious segment under What? As we take a look at the weird, the wacky, and the wonderful news breaking across the world this week. Oh, so much news to cover this week. It's like the world's gone cuckoo crazy. Let's head to the US for this first weird, wacky, wonderful news story this week, where an Illinois woman reported her husband missing back in April of last year, wound up finding his mummified remains 8 months later whilst looking for Christmas decorations in a hideaway closet in their home. The man was reported missing last year on April 27, one day after calling his wife to tell her that he was leaving work early. The police at the time were told that she returned that day to find the husband's truck parked outside their home with his wallet and keys left behind, but she found no traces of her husband and hadn't heard from him since. Police initially searched the couple's residence, which, according to the police report, they described the house as a hoarder home, but found nothing. Months went by with no signs of the man until his wife was looking for Christmas decorations on December 11. She told police that she, when she went to access the storage area, which was a door hidden behind a mound of clothes in a crowded closet under a stairway, that's when she stumbled on her husband's body. I shouldn't be laughing. This is tragic. It was a man's life. But the body had advanced beyond decomposition and was in a mummified state. I don't know why this is making news this week, because it all happened at Christmas time, but it indeed is weird news this week. Maybe it took a while for the police reports to be sent to the media. Who knows? And I don't know what the take-home message from this story is. Don't hoard. The police are bad at searching. But the biggest question that really needs to be answered, what was this man doing in a closet where the Christmas decorations were in April? And the biggest questions, how did you not notice the smell? He died, and he had died and decomposed beyond, you know, not to the point where he was in a mummified state. That must have been a rancid smell in the house. And for no one to notice that, I don't know, questions are raised. Some weird, wacky, wonderful news from Australia this week, where an unidentified man who has been dubbed the Magician is alleged to have stolen over $5,000 worth of meat from a range of Drake's supermarkets in the past month. It is alleged that the man slides high-quality meats like Wagyu and Angus beef into his jacket before heading through the checkout with a singular low-cost item. Sneaky indeed. But this is not an isolated case in Australia. Footage surfaced last week showing a man wheeling a suitcase filled with stolen cuts of beef from Harris Farm Markets in Randwick of Sydney. Why are people doing this? Good question. Well, business owners have claimed that the soaring price of meat has made it a valuable item on the black market and is being used to purchase illicit substances. Indeed, weird, wacky, wonderful news. So next time you, you cook up a Wagyu or have an Angus beef steak, just think what you could be trading it for. Also in weird, wacky, wonderful news, did you know that zebras, however you pronounce it, can be violent? Well, it turns out that they can. In Ohio, police were called to an animal attack incident where they found a man lying on the ground with his right arm covered with his sleeve. According to the initial incident report, dispatch log said the victim had had his arm bitten off by the zebra. Zebras can be violent. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office confirmed that the man was being treated at a Grant Medical Center and will not lose his arm. maybe the police report was being a little bit overzealous. Yeah, that was a terrible pun. Now, according to the Ohio Department of Agriculture, zebras are not considered dangerous wild animals. Clearly, that report needs to be updated. But it turns out that the zebra was in a paddock and defending its youth from the man. But anyway, just bizarre and strange. Zebras, who knew? Finally, in weird, wacky, wonderful news from the week. I told you there was heaps of it, and there's so much we haven't done. Sales of vinyl records have been on the rise for years. We've all known that. But according to the Recording Industry Association of America, in their 2022 year-end revenue report for the music industry, record sales, vinyl record sales, hit a new high last year. And for the first time since 1987, unit sales of vinyl albums outpaced those of CDs. Old technology being replaced by even older technology. Kind of reminds me of the floppy disk story we heard about earlier, which of course, you know, this vindicates all people who have spent decades of their lives talking about how vinyl just sounds better. And ain't that the truth? And that's what's happening in weird, wacky, wonderful news this week. Stick around, because coming up next, with yesterday being World Contact Day, we chat to the president of UFO Research Australia to ask the hard-hitting questions, including, are aliens real? That's next.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2ssr.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. Dogs eat similar things to humans, yet their food preference smells really bad to us. Now for what's happening in the Sutherland Shire this weekend, March 18. Sutherland Shire Council are holding their biannual e-waste collection event, where you can bring your electronic waste, your e-waste, to ensure that it is recycled and does not end up in landfill. It's taking place on Saturday the 18th of March and Sunday the 19th of March from 9am to 3pm both days at Ballingarra Netball Car Park, which is 99 to 105 Ballingarra Road in Miranda. People attending are being asked to place all their electronic items to be recycled in the boot of their car and remain in their vehicle during collection, and also to follow instructions from staff on site. Items that are accepted include televisions, computers, printers, mobile phones, keyboards, electronic games and toys, printers, DVD players, stereos, speakers, and much, much more. For more information, head to the Sutherland Shire Council What's On page via sutherlandshire.nsw.gov.au. And for a little bit of trivia, which day of the week is named after the Norse god of thunder? The answer at the end of the show.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6pm.
Whether you're a believer or a non-believer, it's time to talk UFOs and aliens. Well, actually, I think it's called UAPs now. I think that's the official terminology. It's been changed. Like all language, it gets changed. Unidentified aerial phenomenon. Anyway, I'll still call it a UFO because it's an unidentified flying object, and it just sounds cooler anyway. But at the beginning of the show, as part of our daily celebration, we celebrated yesterday's World Contact Day. Oh, what a day. What a day. And keeping on tradition, and to, keep our promise that we made at the beginning of the show, it's time to talk aliens with an Australian expert, someone who researches UFOs as part of a group that they're, well, the president of. Let's find out more about aliens and UFOs on The Troy Murphy Show now. Joining us on the phone right now to talk World Contact Day, aliens and UFO sightings in Australia is the president of UFO research here in Australia, Marie Baker. Marie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, let's start with the big question, Marie. Are aliens real?
Well, I believe that they are for many reasons. The reasons being that there's just been so many credible people come out, military brass, pilots, police, in other words, trained observers. We had the case of, what's his name now? Paul Hellyer, that's right, the Minister of Defence in Canada. He talked openly about it. More recently, we had the Tic Tac videos that the government actually came out and said, or the American government actually came out and said that, you know, it definitely wasn't from our world. They said it wasn't from, you know, another country. And so what it was, they wouldn't really say, but it just leads you to think of one thing. And apparently it went from 50,000 feet to about 100 feet in a few seconds, and we just haven't got that sort of technology.
That we don't. So it's definitely an unidentified flying object. Now, do we have aliens, or have we had aliens in Australia?
Oh, yes. Look, it's a universal thing. They aren't just in one country. So, yes, certainly have. You know, they'll be seen in the Antarctica as well. I mean, it's just everywhere.
And do we
so,
get...
So, yeah, We've got our famous cases.
What were that? What have they been?
Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot here. Okay, what's a famous Australian case? Oh, gosh, I just can't think of one offhand, but... Westall, where all the children saw something come into the playground way back in late 1960s.
Right. So yep. So we've had a few sightings here. Now, let's ask the question, have you seen an alien or an alien spaceship in your experience?
I haven't seen an alien. I have certainly seen suspicious things in the sky that I can't account for. I also had a craft come into my house. It had wings. How it got in through the French doors, I'm not sure, because it looked the same size. So it must have been it was very tilted. And I know that it was for real because the cat saw it as well.
So this is an actual unidentified flying object in your living room. It came through, or into your house. It came through French doors. Is that double French doors?
It is double French doors, but only one side was open.
Right.
And it seemed too big to come through, but it wasn't a huge thing. I'd say maybe a metre across.
Right.
Metre and a half, maybe.
So,
yeah, it's very interesting, and it just glided across. And then, you know, I went rushing out to have a look. Do you know what? It was interesting because the first thing I thought of, oh, my God, it's in my house. It wasn't, oh, my God, what is it? It was, oh, my God, it's in my house.
And do you think it was a for lack of a better term, manned ship or like a drone-style thing?
It looked more like a drone. But there's no noise associated with it, and it was nowhere else in the house.
Right. That would have freaked me out had I been in that situation.
Well, it was slightly freaky, yes.
And has anything ever come back to your place, or have you seen anything else since?
No, I haven't. I've seen odd flashes, but, yeah, not anything like that.
Now, through your research organisation, have you had any reports of alien sightings in Australia or just UFO sightings?
Look, it's generally speaking just sightings of craft. 99% of them can obviously be explained. But yeah, you get the occasional one where people have actually seen ETs in their bedrooms or in their children's bedrooms, that sort of thing.
And are these people? Do they? How do they describe the experience? Is it as a peaceful experience? Do they feel threatened?
I'd say, look, surprisingly, they're not. They don't feel threatened. It's quite unusual, really. They just sort of accept it as if they're controlled by these people. But on the other hand, a few of them are, you know, obviously terrified, and they jump in their car and try and take off.
Now, I'm going to put my Hollywood cap on because that's the only experience I've ever had with understanding extraterrestrial beings. Do people get abducted?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And for what purpose?
Yes. Well, I believe that they're harvesting them for sperm and eggs, whether they're doing, you know, some sort of breeding program or hybrid program. I just don't know. It's a scary thought, isn't it?
That's a very scary thought indeed, if that's what they're doing. And who knows what they're creating with our bits and pieces. Now, do you think the government is involved with this in any way?
Personally, I do. However, there is no proof, but personally I do. I just, you know, there's been gossip for many a year, right back to, since Eisenhower, for example, that they do deals that, you know, you can take the people as long as you let us know who they are. And trading off for technology, maybe, or whatever. But yeah,
through these rumors, are there any indication of what technology advances we, as a civilization, have adopted or traded for our own kind?
Oh, look, I think there is, but you know, I think. Oh, look, I don't want to get too conspiracy sort of based here, but I'm sure there is. I'm sure that they're getting well paid for it. It's a difficult question because there is no proof, of course.
And do you think it's just technology that they're swapping?
No, that's a difficult one. I'm not sure. I really, because there is no proof of it, I'm just not sure what it could be. Why they are going against the human race for their own benefit.
Yeah, I love this idea of talk within your community. Are you in connection with any other groups around the world?
Oh, look, occasionally, you swap ideas. Look, for example, there was very little sightings during COVID. I presume that's because people weren't out and about as much.
Yes.
And that was, that happened internationally, but they're all coming back now. And yet we've been COVID-free, stopped lockdowns for quite some time, but they're only just starting to, reports are just starting to come in again.
And do
you... I get about four a month, but most of them can be explained.
Now, what do you think alien or UFOs purpose is? Do you think they come in peace or... are they here to take over?
Well, that's the biggest question, isn't it? Because obviously the government's been keeping it a secret because people would panic. I mean, no one wants to have something, stronger than them, so to speak. It's just my personal view. I believe that there's lots of different races, ranging from, say, the little greys or the larger greys that people see with the almond-shaped eyes, right through to tall whites, blue beings, right through to reptilians. And I believe that some of them are generally peaceful, and some of them obviously have got a bit of both in them, peaceful and not peaceful, and others are probably, sort of more towards,
not
not so pleasant.
Yeah, not the best intentions for mankind. Mm-hmm. So how would that work with the, say, the government deals for technology? Would the trade be, and we are talking the human trade, which of course is illegal, but maybe not interstellarly yet. There's not that law yet. But would that be maybe also, you know, trade for technology, but also trade for protection from maybe the more harmful species out there?
Oh, it certainly could be. Yeah, it certainly could be. It's just really an unknown. We're just guessing really to what they might be trading off. But certainly I think the people being abducted are part of the agenda.
Has anyone from your group or who has been in contact with your group actually reported being abducted and been returned?
Look, a few. It's not that common. Most people do not have a memory of it.
Right,
it's only under regression.
Oh, okay, and what do they report that they remember?
Oh, it's usually on an operating table, and think they're going through, probing through their navel to, you know, for reasons and things like that. Medical medical procedures.
And do you think that aliens, there might be a breed of alien that live among us?
Oh, yes, possibly. Yeah, possibly. They obviously quite advanced to get here, so, you know, they may be able to shapeshift into looking like humans or take over the human body. I mean, who knows what they're doing?
Yeah. Now, with advancements in technology, more satellites in space, everyone having a phone in their pocket, why do you think that we're not seeing an exponential rise in mobile phones over the years, or cell phones for the Americans, in US sightings? Do you think that the UFO or the alien races have worked out that we've got this and they're being a little bit more clever?
No, I think it's just the same old reason. By the time you get your phone out, your hand's shaking, it's at a distance, you just can't get a good shot.
Yeah. And in Australia, where do we see the most UFOs? Where is it sort of centralised to?
Well, they love any disaster areas, be it natural or unnatural. They love any military bases. There's a triangle in the Blue Mountains, an area that's triangular shaped, where there's been a lot of activity. There's a lot of activity also on the Central Coast.
What is it about disaster areas do you think they like?
I don't know. Maybe they like the fear or the excitement or whatever. I'm not sure. Maybe they feed off it in some way, or maybe that's noteworthy for their media or whatever communication they have.
So are you talking about like disaster areas like fires or earthquakes or?
Yes, all those, yes. People often take shots and you see the little white dots in the background.
Right. So maybe it's part of their research to see how we deal with things. And what's this triangle in the Blue Mountains? I've never heard of this triangle in the Blue Mountains.
Oh, it's just an area that's shaped like a triangle where people have seen a lot of activity and people have realised that that's like a hot spot.
Right.
But there's hot spots throughout, out near Pine Gap.
And also you mentioned military bases. So where we are, this radio station, 2SSR, we're in the Southern Shire, so we've got Holsworthy Army Barracks close by. So technically we're close to a hot spot here.
Well, yes, you are. We had one gentleman years ago that was reporting a lot. He had a business around that area, and he was reporting a lot of activity around that particular area. Yeah,
but it's just flying by and looking.
Well, he was just seeing it in daylight and at night. Just a lot of craft.
This is all fascinating. Now, through your research, what else have you discovered?
In what sort of way? Do you mean like all the different types of races? There's many, many different types of races, of aliens.
Races, look, I don't really... cover-ups, anything, experiences?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people talk about underground bases where they've seen aliens. I mean, people can just look at it on the net and make up their own minds to these people, what they talk about, or the military.
Yeah. What theories have been put out there about aliens that the general population would probably think, that's conspiracy, but you believe would actually be true?
Oh, look, I think... I'm not really willing to go into that. I mean, I don't think that you... I just don't think it would do me any good to give my personal views. But, certainly I believe that the abductions of it is a trade-off with the government for these people. But the people... I believe that the people, most abductees do not know they're getting abducted. So, I mean, it doesn't do them much harm, I guess, if they don't know about it.
And what would you say to anyone listening who is a non-believer?
Oh, a non-believer? Oh, well, I would just say to go on to the internet and look up the military talking about, ex-military people talking about it, pilots, police, famous cases. There is a lot of proof out there if you go looking for it.
Marie, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here on the show to talk aliens and UFOs for World Contact Day.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support, or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Everything I miss at home. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Sunday, 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
2SSR FM 99.7.
2SSR FM, the home of the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. The asteroid that ended the dinosaurs was technically the highest ratio of killing birds to one stone in Earth's history.
Now for your 2SSR4 day weather watch.
Tomorrow, Friday, sunny day with tops of 29 degrees with cloud developing in the evening. The weekend, Saturday, a partly cloudy morning is expected, turning into a sunny afternoon with tops of 30 degrees. Sunday, a sunny day with tops of 32 degrees, and Monday of next week, cloudy, medium chance of showers, tops of 24 degrees. And now for some trivia. Which tech giant owns the LinkedIn social media platform? The answer at the end of the show.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Round three of the NRL footy season is upon us. Ah, footy season. And who better to join us to talk about NRL, in particular NRL tipping, than the person who is at number one on the sideline eyes. Sideline eyes, that's what it's called, yep. 2SSR footy tipping competition, Friday Night Live's Bigly Show superstar, Kale Leishman himself. Kale, welcome to the show.
Week three, hello Troy.
Oh, Kale, how was that for a over-the-top introduction for you?
Yeah, well, I'm at the top of the table now, Troy, and you're coming third. I think we both surprised ourselves when we checked the scoreboard last week.
Oh, look.
We were both suddenly at the top of the table.
I am shooketh. As the kids would say, I am shooketh. Do the kids still say that? I don't know. Maybe that was a generation ago. Maybe that's not cool anymore.
That a few years ago.
I've got no idea what I've got no idea what the kids are saying, and I don't know what's happening with the NRL. But yeah, look, surprise, surprise! I'm at number three. You're at number one, and my biggest listening audience is the young kids. So who knows what's going on? Clearly, I must be cool and not know it. Yeah. All right, Kale, my friend, let's go through round three of the NRL comp, which starts tonight at 8 p.m. We've got the Sea Eagles versus the Eels.
Yeah, this was a tough one to pick, but I've gone for Manly. I've gone for good old Manly.
I've gone Manly too. I've got a sneaking suspicion that the Eels will win, but I think I'm going, you know what? Now that I say that, I'm going to change to the Eels. I'm changing to the Eels.
Yeah, well, Eels versus Sharks last week, very close match, and Manly had a bye, so Manly could be refreshed.
Oh, good point.
Eels really could win. They had a really close game with the Sharks last week, so it could go either way.
Then again, I'll come back to that. I'll think about it throughout this. Then on Friday, 6 p.m., we've got the Knights v. the Dolphins. I'm going the Dolphins! They're my gay sharks.
I'm going the Dolphins.
Let's make it 3 out of 3 weeks the Dolphins to win. Although they've got to fall off their little flipper perch at some point. Hopefully not. This one, we've got a margin. What are you saying your margin will be?
Oh, I put in 6, I think, because I'm keeping it low. First week I said 13, and I lost it by a lot. Last week I got the margin correct.
Yes.
Which was 4.
Which is why you're at number one. Yeah.
That's it. That's the only reason. I'll keep a low margin. I don't really know how it works.
I don't.
6.
Yeah. I've got no clue. I've got 4 as a margin.
Yes.
Because I think it might be a close game. Actually, no, it won't be a close game at all. Not with the Knights. Look, I'm going to up my margin. I'm going to go crazy. Let's up the margin to 12. I think the Dolphins. You like that, because if I get it wrong, I'm going to drop further. Also on Friday night at 8:05 p.m., we've got the Roosters v. the Rabbitohs, the two Sydney-centric teams. I've got the Rabbitohs to win.
I also picked the Rabbitohs. It'll be very close, but I just feel like the Rabbits have got this one.
Yep. Titans v. Storm on Saturday at 3 p.m.,
I had to pick Storm, even though they have not been playing well this year. Titans just generally haven't been playing well for many years. So I think Storm will take it.
Well, let's take a look at this. Storm are number 12 on the ladder, and Titans are at number 8.
Yeah, only 2 matches played, so I'm not too worried about standings.
They're both on 2 points, so technically they're even. Yeah, I'm going Storm as well. Lock that in, Eddie. Cowboys v. the Warriors on Saturday at 5:30 p.m.
Cowboys for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Cowboys too. Yeah, the Warriors, nah. Even with their little sticky tongue out icon, can't do it.
No.
Broncos, Dragons.
Yeah. Saturday, 7:30 game. I've picked the Broncos.
Yep.
They've won both their games this year. very close against the Panthers first round, and they beat the Cowboys last week. So they're going well. Broncos for me.
Broncos as well. Bulldogs v. the Tigers on Sunday at 4:05 p.m. I've got the Bulldogs to win.
Bulldogs? I'll go the Bulldogs. Yeah, they beat Storm last week, so go Bulldogs.
Well, let's look at it. Tigers are on zero. 0 points. Mm. None. Zero. Yeah. Nada. Then again, so are the Eels. So, look, I'm going to go back to my other tip, and I'm going to lock in Sea Eagles.
Yep.
Yep. All right. And then the final match, the Raiders versus the Shire's home team, the Cronulla Sharks.
Yeah, I've tipped the Sharks again. Also because I'm a fan, but I do think that they might have it. And hopefully, if anyone decides to pick the Raiders, that'll be my point of difference. But I'll go the Sharks. The way you, Troy?
I'm going the Sharks as well. We're tipping very similarly here this week, Kale. So whatever we get, I think we're going to be doing very close. We've picked exactly the same teams, haven't we? Yes.
I think we have for the first time. We've picked the same. Manly, Dolphins, Rabbits, Storm, Cowboys, Broncos, Bulldogs, Sharks. But I was looking at it and I thought, I think most people would tip like this. We've sort of gone for the favourites.
Yeah.
I think we won't be too far off a full round, really, with those tips.
Yeah, I think
so. Write that down, everybody.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, for those listening and playing along at home, we are at number one and number three. Even a bit, it's only after 2 weeks, so this could completely change in the next few weeks. So we're doing something right. We're doing something right.
That's it.
We're the experts in our tipping competition. Beating those guys at the on the old BJ and Grozy bumper to bumper. Yeah, he's supposed to be the sport expert, isn't he? Nah.
Has he tipped the Tigers this week?
I don't know. They were talking about it earlier, but I wasn't paying attention as usual. Kale, what's coming up on your Big Lee show tomorrow night at 7 p.m.?
Yeah, the big quiz is back as usual. It seems to be something that we're doing every week this year. So we'll do the big quiz. We might have a look at some weird news stories. Maybe, who knows, maybe me and you will have a bit of a chat about that, Troy. I don't know. We'll see. People have to tune in to find out all that and much more coming up tomorrow night from 7 p.m.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
File this next segment under ka-ching. I'm broke. Yep. Serious stuff at the end of the show, because if you're feeling the cost of living pressure, well, it's a reality. And Nine News this week reported that new data has emerged revealing that Aussies' grocery bills have reached a record high as of March 2023. And we're only halfway through the month. The figures show that people around the country are paying thousands more for groceries than they were a year ago, with the average household forking out an additional $1,924 per year, according to the website Finder. That's almost $19 billion nationwide over 12 months. And that doesn't include, you know, the price rising everywhere else, mortgages, anything and everything. 43% of Aussies say that grocery shopping is one of their top three most stressful expenses. I'd agree with that. I've definitely, personally myself, reevaluated what I get at the grocery store and what I eat on a weekly basis based on prices going up for everything. And it's going to get worse, because the ABC has also reported this week that electricity prices are set to surge by up to 30% this year. The Australian Energy Regulator has revealed draft electricity prices increasing of between 19 and 25% for families over the coming financial year here in New South Wales, while in Victoria, consumers can expect a 30% price surcharge. Well, I'm not moving to Melbourne anytime soon. That's about 463 extra per year on average, which may not sound like much, but when you add that on top of groceries and mortgages and everything else, it's not going to leave much left for the wallet. Let's not even talk about rental increases and that crisis on top of it. The regulator, the energy regulator, has announced that the final pricing determination that they're currently doing will take effect on July 1. So price is going up on July 1. And how has the federal government responded? Well, climate change and energy minister Chris Bowen said that consumers would be paying even more if it weren't for the caps on gas and coal prices imposed by the Albanese government. Slow clap. Wasn't this the same guy that said prior to the election, as an election promise, that prices would go down?
Reducing power prices by $275.
By 2025, $275 a year.
$275 a year.
We'll get power prices down by $275 a year.
Now, as not to end this on all doom and gloom, the only possible, and I stress possible, saving grace for New South Wales and electricity prices going up even further than this 30% planned increase is that Labor leader Chris Minns has said that it's possible, and I stress the word possible because, well, Labor federally said prices were going down, so take what Labor state say at a grain of salt. In fact, take what any politician says with a grain of salt, that Labor could possibly buy Australia's biggest coal generator, Eraring, in order to keep it running beyond its planned closure date of August 2025. Yeah, they plan on closing Australia's biggest coal generator next year. Imagine what that's going to do to prices and the lights staying on. And, you know, on this very hot day, the aircon to keep us cool. The state Libs thus far have been adamant about not keeping Eraring open, which I think is a bit of a problem for the Libs. But, you know, hey, election promises. They make them before it, they change it afterwards. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Something we will keep a close eye on here on The Troy Murphy Show.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Sadly, we are drawing close to the end of the show. So let's answer the trivia questions asked throughout the program. The cast of which Australian TV series of the early 2000s included Claudia Carvin, Samuel Johnson, Deborah Malman and Joel Edgerton? The answer? The Secret Life of Us. Which day of the week is named after the Norse god of thunder? The answer? Thursday. Which tech giant owns the LinkedIn social media platform? The answer we were looking for was Microsoft. Now for a look at your comments that you made under our post on the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page during the week. We did a story, an extra bit, about a mother who complained on Reddit that the popular kids TV show Bluey's family is too perfect and wealthy. One of the comments there, wow, it's a cartoon, folks. It's children's entertainment. Did this same mother have a whinge that Sesame Street is too perfect to be an actual street? I concur with that comment. Scientific researchers have answered the age-old question, does money buy happiness, was another post we made throughout the week. Your comments. Yes, it does buy everything that makes me happy, wrote one commenter. Money does not buy happiness, wrote another, but poverty cannot buy anything. Get to work. The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Jump on Facebook, search The Troy Murphy Show, click like. Click like on the post and comment as you will. I read them all. Yes, I do. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing is up to my therapist to decide, but I do read them all.
And it's all over, just like that.
Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week from 6 p.m. for another edition of The Troy Murphy Show. If you missed any part of the show or want to listen back to any of the ranting or raving or interviews from tonight's extravaganza, listen back on demand by clicking The Troy Murphy Show on the program guide that you can find on the 2SR.com.au website. Stick around. Coming up next, the encore broadcast of The Combo. But until next week, bye for now.
Did you miss your favourite show? Do you want to listen back again? 2SR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SR.com.au homepage. There you'll find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.